Justin Moore, welcome home to Chicago. It has been a hot minute since we have seen you in person. Did something happen last year?
Yeah, it feels like live country music went away.
Uh-huh, but then it's coming back because you give us a song called We Didn't Have Much.
Yeah, we're excited about it, man. I'm so thrilled that it's doing so well for us. Thanks to you guys and radio playing the heck out of it. And it's been fun to have that be a bright spot and otherwise... Mm-hmm. At times, dark window of time here.
And the first time I heard it, it gave me a really very early Tim McGraw vibe, and I say that as a super fan of you. You know that. It immediately felt familiar and new at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I think you're spot on with the Tim McGraw reference. He's the only, as a matter of fact, I told somebody this recently, the sound of the song, the way it moves, the meter of the song.
Yeah.
I think McGraw's the only one who's had anything out that kind of sounds similar to it in really a long, long time. So, and I take that as a huge compliment. I'm a huge Tim fan.
The Justin Moore Podcast. The first thing that pops up when I Google the Justin Moore Podcast, two words, drunken goat. What is happening at your farm?
Yeah, just too much to discuss on this show. I'm just trying to get my liver in shape for when we get back on the road.
All right, things we want to know about Justin Moore. Perfect date with your wife. What would that be?
You know, it used to be go out to a really nice dinner and, I don't know, maybe a movie. Mm-hmm. We like going to movies or something like that. But, you know, with four kids, honestly, a perfect date for us now is having our kids stay at my parents for the night.
Yeah.
All night. I'll cook typically, and we'll sit on the couch and, you know, whatever show we're binge watching at the time, just watch it all night. Like right now, we're watching The Crown.
Okay.
By the end of the day, when we have an opportunity to go actually watch it, we're so exhausted when we climb in bed at 9:30
right.
or whatever. We're like, can you make it through an episode? I don't think I can make it through an episode or, you know, one of those kind of deals.
Yeah, kids go to your parents' house. You look at your wife, say, you want to be crazy and stay up until 11 o'clock?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Justin Moore, comic book or library book?
Oh, more. I'm not a comic book guy. I've never read comic books, so I'll say library book.
Bootleg jeans or overalls?
I wear jeans more. I do like overalls, but I wear jeans more, so I'll go jeans.
What is always in the fridge at your house?
Man, that's a good question. Hot sauce.
Is it on fire, kill me hot sauce, or just like a little spice?
No, we literally, when we go to the grocery store, we buy every single brand of hot sauce they have because we all love. My wife is from South Louisiana, so she likes everything hot.
Okay.
Except her husband.
Hey! So. What is your favorite curse word that is not a curse word?
Probably crap.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Do you say it often?
Yeah, probably more than I should.
Justin Moore, the artist you are loving today, this week, this month, not Justin Moore.
Oh, man, that's a good question, too. I've been on a Waylon kick lately for some reason.
Okay, bringing it back around.
Yeah.
Well, there's 8 tracks on the new album, Straight Out of the Country. We Didn't Have Much. I love that you gave us an acoustic version of that as well, just a little more Justin Moore that we want, and we're just super fans of you. You know that.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, and likewise. And, yeah, we're excited about the new album and thrilled to be able to put some new music out there. It's been since, I guess, 2019, almost 2 years ago, we put Late Nights and Long Necks out, and, you know, to have an opportunity, especially during this time, to put a new collection of songs out there for folks to have, we're really, really thrilled with, is awesome. So the next step is hopefully sooner rather than later getting the opportunity to go out and play them live for folks.
And the next time we talk, you promise you're going to tell us more about the Drunken Goat.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it.
Have a great day, Justin. Appreciate your time this morning, pal.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.